Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Back by popular demand, we have Jordan Mulligan, marketing manager for Muskoka Tourism. We've taped him about three times. He's a young father, married, lives in the Muskoka region, Bala, where they have the very famous Bala Cranberry Festival, and people drive hundreds of miles to go to the Cranberry Festival. He's moved to Muskoka 5 years ago and now lives with his wife and child in the small, charming town of Bala. He feels very fortunate that he gets to market Muskoka every day to the world because it's an easy sell, and it is. You feel like you're heaven and earth. We're taping at the Taboo Resort in the winter. And in fact, it's Thanksgiving Day in the United States, and this program airs on December 17th. So let's first talk about Muskoka. This is something that is of great interest to people, mostly from Toronto, but you have people coming in from New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Vermont, New Hampshire, all the states that the Rusk Report on ESPN reaches, because we reach 17 states from northern United States down to northern Florida, west to the Mississippi. So tell us, what is the Muskoka phenomenon, Jordan Mulligan?
Thank you so much for having me back here, Brian. I love coming out and talking with you and talking to the your American listeners so that they too can know how beautiful this region in Canada is. The Muskoka, as you mentioned, it's renowned. It's renowned in Toronto, but also in the northern United States. And for over 150 years, we've had many, many U.S. travelers come up to Muskoka. They would take a train up to Toronto, then they would hop on a train up to Gravenhurst, and then hop on the steamships to traverse the lakes and drop them off at the various resorts well before roads ever came in here. So we've been playing host to American travelers for well over 150 years. Some very, very prominent names up here for those 150 years. One that comes to mind is the Mellon family from Pittsburgh. They have a property on one of the lakes, and they've been here for well over a century.
And don't you have the Cummins family with the Cummins engines? Mm-hmm. I think they're from, was it Michigan?
I believe so, yes.
They have a big estate up there.
A nice compound, but they've been coming for years and years and years, so their families have been able to pass on the traditions to their children.
And of course, the
children.
Eaton family, the Eaton's mm-hmm. department store, yep. they've had land up here.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. A lot of Canadian business people have land up here. The Rogers family, Kevin O'Leary off of he has a television show in the United States on Shark Tank, and he and a number of the other investors on that show have properties up here. We were the vacation home to a number of celebrities, whether it's Justin Bieber,
Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell,
Cindy Crawford.
And long before we were both born, Clark Gable. And Carol Lombard, I believe, came on their honeymoon to Bigwin.
Yes, they did. Yep. So for well over a century, we've been playing host to not only Canadians, but also many U.S. travelers. And nowadays, with the dollar exchange rate at what it is, it's a very, very economical trip for those in the northeastern United States just to venture into Canada. Maybe it's a 4-hour, 5-hour, 6-hour drive to Muskoka, but the American dollar with the exchange rate goes so much further up here.
Now, we're talking 25 to 30% discount.
Indeed. So last time I checked, I think $1 American was fetching $1.31 Canadian.
That's pretty good,
I believe. So I'm thinking of going down to America, to U.S.
So you have to bring a lot of money.
So I have to bring a lot more money, and I lose that, right? So if I pay for a flight out of, that's $1,000. If I pay for a flight that's $700 American, that's $1,000 Canadian. So I get the opposite end of it, which kind of prohibits my travel, but it certainly encourages the U.S. travelers to take advantage of it. Muskoka, as I mentioned, for the last century, it's been very, very popular vacation destination. Just a few years ago, it received some significant recognition from National Geographic. A couple of the accolades that it did receive was in 2011, it was the number one best summer trip in the world. So there's a lot of competition for that one, and they were able to come out number one. So you can imagine the level of excellence that you have to be to gain that. Again, National Geographic gave us a recognition as one of the best of the world's 20 must-see places. So in the entire world, here's the 20 must-see places that you need to visit, and we were again recognized by them. And more recently this year, recognized by National Geographic as one of 50 places of a lifetime in Canada. So there is that... there is that recognition as an amazing Canadian destination, but you really have to be here and experience it to understand. If I could wrap it up in 30 seconds, the elevator speech for Muskoka.
Go ahead.
It's the incredible nature, the stunning views, the Canadian wilderness, but also there's a lot of unexpected excitement that you wouldn't expect to find in vast Canadian wilderness. So there's incredible dining, there's fun, there's shows, exciting shows, world-class golf, 5-star accommodations. So all of this, great shopping, beautiful shopping stores and quaint shops to visit. All of this in one of the most beautifully stunning places in Canada.
Now, you forgot one person who's very famous throughout Canada and the United States. I've never had her on my program. I had another singer on my program. Marie Osmond has been on this program. Mm-hmm. And the famous dancer and singer Cheetah Rivera with Kiss of the Spider Woman, which was in Toronto. But a very famous woman started her career, Shania Twain.
That's a great point.
Tell us about that.
Shania Twain. I believe her name was Eileen Twain before she became famous. But she made her name on the stages at Deerhurst Resort, which is one of the more prominent resorts in Muskoka. I can sidebar on Deerhurst later, but... So there was a live stage show for years and years and years, and she moved from the town of Timmins, nearly 20 hours away, to bring her family and her brothers and sisters to Muskoka so that she could perform. And on that stage, she started making waves in the music industry, and within a couple of years, she had shot up to superstar status in all across North America on the country scene, and that she is definitely one of our prized possessions. She's done so many amazing things in the music industry in her lifetime, and we're so incredibly proud of her, and we love to to talk about her whenever we can and brag about her, because she is one of Muskoka's daughters and that really made it big on the main stage and has done us all very, very proud.
Yes, she's very famous. We'd love to have her on the program. Now, let's talk a little bit about the wilderness here and the season that just completed. Mm-hmm. And I came up for Canadian Thanksgiving 3 or 4 years ago, and the leaves, the orange, the yellows, the reds, the panoramic views are out of this world. So you just completed this a few weeks ago. What was the fall foliage like in 2016, Jordan Mulligan?
Well, this was probably the best year that I can imagine, that I can remember. And no, I don't just say that because it was phenomenal. Probably lasted about 3 weeks longer than usual. I think it was just a mixture of the weather, maybe getting a late start, but the trees were able to hold onto the leaves longer. The colors just seem more prominent. Mm-hmm. And recently, just this year, we were named by Huffington Post as the best place to view fall colors in Canada. So one of the reasons that they named that, gave us that honor, was because, you know, we have some of the best fall colors in Canada, if not the best fall colors in Canada, but also all the ways that you can experience and immerse yourself in the fall colors. So boat cruises, going boating, going zip lining, going and hiking, hiking to the highest lookouts to see these beautiful colors. So that mixed with the actual display of fall colors gave us this number one destination in Canada, and we were very, very proud of it. And this year definitely proved them right.
We are sorry that Jordan's boss is not feeling well, Michael Lawley, a very fine gentleman, and he's with Muskoka Tourism as executive director. He's feeling a little under the weather. Again, we're taping this from the Taboo Resort in Gravenhurst, Ontario. For those who are listening in South Buffalo, Montreal, or Northern Florida to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as we have received letters at ESPN as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guest, Mo Nalon, who is working very hard on a U.S. naval ship being commissioned in Buffalo, Nick Langworthy, Erie County Republican Chairman, and a program on the Friendship Foundation helping mental health. For those who just tuned in, Jordan Mulligan is the marketing manager for Muskoka, Ontario, Canadian Tourism. He moved to Muskoka 5+ years ago and now lives with his family, with a new baby, in the small charming town of Bala. He feels very fortunate that he gets to market Muskoka every day to the world because it's an easy sell. Our guest today, Jordan Mulligan. Now, while we're taping this on Thanksgiving Day for December 17th broadcast, there's about 3 or 4 inches of snow here. The lake is not iced up yet. However, I would think people are starting to think about snowmobiling. There's 4 inches of snow. Is there enough snow for snowmobiling right now?
It will still be another month or so, probably,
okay,
before we even start getting out on the trails. But isn't that amazing that I guess a lot of your listeners might think that we're always under snow. Not the case, but it does certainly start early. I mean, we're in the middle of near third week of November here, and the snow has come, and we're definitely bracing down for another winter. And from what I hear, this is going to be a winter with a lot of snow in Muskoka.
Oh, that's good for snowmobiling.
It's excellent for snowmobiling. So the reason that we're going to have so much snow, I guess, is that the Great Lakes have been so above average temperatures, so mm-hmm. they're a lot warmer. Which I think some sort of, you know, the temperature of the water mixed with cold fronts creates a ton of snow or something like that. I slept through a grade 11 climatology, but
okay.
Be that as it may, it's gonna give us a great amount of snowfall this year. Muskoka is in a snow belt already, so we do average more snow than other parts of Ontario. It's just going to mean more snow for us this year.
Okay.
Now, snowmobiling is an extremely popular sport for the locals here, but I've also fielded a number of phone calls from people in southern Ontario, Niagara, as well as in northeastern United States, giving me a call and saying, is there snow on the trails? Should I put my sled on the trailer and come on up? And most of the times the answer is yes. So if you're wondering about snowmobile conditions and you're looking to, if you don't have snow where you are and you want to go sledding, give us a call. Look us up online, Muskoka Tourism, and we'll let you know how the trails are and if it's worth it for you to come up for a tour. One of the more popular snowmobile tours in Ontario makes its way through a corner of Muskoka, and that's called the RAP Tour, the Round Algonquin Park Tour. And Algonquin Park, of course, is the world-famous provincial park in Ontario that is a beautiful, beautiful provincial park, mm-hmm. but very, very large as well. So the tour around Algonquin Park is an 850-kilometer tour on your sled. And, you know, the average, I would say the average snowmobiler would probably want to do it in about 4 to 5 days, averaging about 200 kilometers a day. How many miles is that? About 100 miles a day or just less than 100?
120.
Yeah,
okay.
So they take it maybe, at their own pace and do it in about 4 days. Some of the more gung-ho sledders, snowmobilers might want to do it in a 2 to 3 day mm-hmm. and really just ride their sled hard and rest at night, but get up early and do the same thing again. But if you're looking for a great ride this year, this is something that you should be checking out. It's got vast, snowmobile highways. It's got great lookouts. It's got forest riding. So it's got a whole different aspects of snowmobiling that's going to test all your expertise on the trails.
Now let's talk about some other interesting things that are available. Again, the air date of this program is December 17th, and you say Santa's Village is open around Christmas time. And another thing that people do, and I would imagine they may helicopter in, you said there's flying in to hunting lodges. Now, is that by airplane with skids on the side, or is it by helicopter? Talk about Santa's Village and these fly-ins.
The fly-in hunting is very popular up in northern Ontario, and most of the fly-in that happens is actually with float planes. And there's lodges and resorts that are set up specifically to facilitate hunters. They have the stands, they have the chartered float plane service, they have accommodation, they have food, and really they cater to that hunting market. So
they land on the lake?
Mm-hmm, most of the time,
okay.
most of the time.
On frozen lakes?
No, it would, at this point in time, the lakes wouldn't be frozen, so it would have the floats on the bottom that just, they land on the lake and kind of propeller their way into the dock.
Okay.
Moose hunting, deer hunting, bear hunting.
That's all legal up here.
There's definitely guidelines and regulations that you need and need to apply for tags and that sort of thing. But you'd certainly be able to find that information online. But if you're looking for hunting lodges, just go to your computer, type in hunting lodges in Ontario, and you're really going to find that great Canadian wilderness experience here.
Okay, let's talk about Santa's Village. Why is that a good place to go with little children around the Christmas holiday?
Well, Santa's Village is over 60 years old, and it's a family amusement park in Bracebridge. Bracebridge is the 45th parallel, which makes them exactly half from the North Pole in terms of the 90th parallel. So what we say is we're Santa's summer home, and Santa comes down here all throughout the summer. He meets and greets with all the families, all the children. There's rides, amusements, elves. Great, it's a great time for the family. During the winter, they close down, but they open specifically during Christmas season over the holidays mm-hmm. so that they open right before Christmas so that children can go and meet with Santa before Christmas, but then they have a whole bunch of activities and games to keep the little ones busy and entertained and having fun. And just this year, they've incorporated over 1,000 lights into the amusement park, so that people can go at night and look at the beautiful lights, Christmas lights, lighting up the trees, lighting up the trails as they go and meet with Santa right before the holidays. And then right after Christmas, they're still open for much of the same entertainment, but then you get to thank Santa for all the toys that he was able to bring this year. It's a very, very popular amusement park in Muskoka, and most people that have gone to Santa's Village, their parents have gone to Santa's Village, their grandparents have gone to Santa's Village, and they pass along that tradition generation to generation.
I've been to one in Lake Placid, New York, at Santa's Village, when I was the kids were small, and they loved it. Now, this is something unusual I'm going to ask you about, because most people in the United States can't understand this, but I understand there are a lot of people in the Muskoka region who stay in the winter at their cottage, and instead of going by boat to go get groceries or go to the mainland, in the winter the water is 2 or 3 feet deep with ice, and they snowmobile. Mm-hmm. Do you see that?
I certainly do see it. So a lot of time, people that stay up here on islands, and there's a lot of islands on the lakes of Muskoka. They'll have a beautiful cottage on the island, and they feel secluded, and they get to have a nice private vacation destination, and then they stay there pretty much right until before the ice freezes, and then they'll come off the island. They'll have to give it maybe that 3 week period or 4 week period from right before the ice freezes until it's thick enough, and then they'll sled back in the winter months back and forth. So they'll go do their groceries, or they'll go to the post office on their snowmobile, and it's kind of it's funny that when you think about it, it sounds like a little
it's unusual.
Yeah. But it's the lifestyle that they love, and who's to blame them for it? I mean, private, secluded. It sounds like a very romantic life to live.
As long as the snowmobile doesn't go through the ice, it'll be very nice.
You certainly have to make sure that the ice is thick enough.
Several feet thick. Mm-hmm. We're learning a great deal on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Our guest today is Jordan Mulligan, Marketing Manager for Muskoka Tourism. For those who just tuned in, he moved into this region of Ontario 5 years ago, lives with his family in a beautiful town of Bala, and feels very fortunate that he gets to market Muskoka every day to the world, because it's an easy sell. Now, you live in Ballon, one of the most famous things, and I went there. It was a little cold that day, but it was nice, and I had some very good cranberry pie, a tart. It was very good. Tell us about that cranberry festival, when it is every year, and how it attracts tens of thousands of people throughout the Canada and the United States.
The Bala Cranberry Festival it was just recently named by American Express as one of the top 15 harvest festivals in the world. So it is very, very popular. And you can always remember the date as long as you remember when Canadian Thanksgiving is. So it's
mid-October.
Exactly. And it's always the weekend after Canadian Thanksgiving.
Okay.
This year, I was on the board of directors for the Bala Cranberry Festival, and we experienced the busiest day that they've ever experienced, and it was just a whole slew of factors that I'll call it the perfect storm. But the fall colors that are a great draw were late this year, and they stayed later. So on the Bala Cranberry Festival day, most of the fall colors would be gone usually, but they were just peaking around that time.
Mm-hmm.
The temperature was somewhere around 15 degrees Celsius.
So that'd be around 60 degrees Fahrenheit.
Which is, really great, beautiful weather that time of year. The sun was shining. There had been a lot of excitement leading up to the festival, and then all of these factors took place at the exact same time, and we saw over 10,000 people in this small little town of 500 on the Saturday afternoon.
I had to walk quite a bit from my car to the festival. It was worth it, but I had a long walk.
It's very unique in that most towns have like a fall fairground or a fairground where they can host this kind of event, but Bala doesn't. So what we do is the whole town becomes the fairground, and all of the the rides and the entertainment and the food, the vendors, the shopping, all just pops up in town on the main street of town and a bunch of side streets. So it's a very unique concept, and it certainly has worked for the last 30 years. I can see that.
Oh, it's wonderful. And that cranberry tart was delicious. We have about 2 minutes left on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Our guest is Jordan Mulligan, Marketing Manager for Muskoka, Ontario Tourism. What other winter activities and sports do you have in the Muskoka region for people to come hundreds of miles for?
It's definitely a winter destination. The snowmobiling is one exciting activity, but we have hundreds and hundreds of cross-country ski trails and cross-country ski rentals, hundreds of miles of snowshoeing trails. Ice fishing is popular on the lakes, and you can actually get guided ice fishing experiences so that someone can help you. You can rent a hut. You can actually have a fish fry on the lake, which is just something that you need to experience. It's awesome.
Like fun.
Awesome. Yeah. We have downhill skiing. Everyone's favorite winter bucket list experience is dog sledding. And there's a dog sledding ranch just north of Huntsville. And if you haven't tried that, that's another exciting winter experience that you need to try. And then one of the most popular is the Arrowhead Ice Skating Trail. It was featured last year on nationally in America on one of the morning shows, one of the popular morning shows. And it's been widely featured throughout North America. It's basically skating through the beautiful Canadian forest, ice skating through the beautiful Canadian forest.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned a great deal from Jordan Mulligan, Marketing Manager for Muskoka Tourism in Canada, regarding the winter season and why people should travel hundreds of miles to Muskoka, Ontario. Special thanks to our Director of Production, Kevin Carr, and thanks to Michael Lawley for arranging this program. Thank you for enlightening us, Jordan Mulligan. Have a great week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.